We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, The Antidote, The Panel Game. At the piano is Colin Bell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is a proud moment for us because it is, in fact, a very special edition, the 91st. Not only that, but it's also the first anniversary of our 79th programme. And here to share the champagne with me are Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke-Taylor on the right. Graham Garden and Barry Cryer on the left. And we have, for the first game, the round last episode. In this round, the aim is to put the last nail in the coffin of a long-running radio or television show and to close the series in one line. Colin Sell will play the theme music, and I shall award points for bad taste. And we're going to start with Willie Rushton now. Willie Rushton, will you put the end finally to Crossroads?
Meg Richardson is coming back.
I didn't tell you, teams, that I should be awarding marks according to the strength and volume of the audience applause.
I just don't know Gordon's in.
Any marks which Willie Rushton may have accrued up to now have been cancelled. And we go over to Graham Garden. Graham, will you put an end finally to Shoestring?
Shoestring, sorry, he's tied up.
Right. Tim Brooke-Taylor, your turn now. I want you to put an abrupt end to the weather forecast.
Quite a fine night tonight. A little snow on high ground, but on the whole, temperatures are average for the time of year. And not quite the same picture, I'm afraid, tomorrow when we expect the early mist to give way to the end of the world.
And Barry Cryer, then, we want you to put the finishing touches to Call My Bluff.
And the next word is... Oh, my God!
Fine. Well, topping up the marks after that round, we have an interesting situation because we have, for the first time in this whole series, we have a tiebreaker. So it's sudden death now. I'm going to ask you and Tim and you, Barry, to do one more each, and we'll decide on that. So, Tim, will you put the finishing touches to Pop Black 82?
Enoch, put that gun down.
Right. Now, Barry Cryer, it's all up to you. Will you put an end to the Waltons, please? Not a moment too soon.
Good night, John. Good night, Jason. Good night, Aaron. Good night, Jim Bob. Good night, Ben. Good night, stranger with hatchet.
Well, we still have a tiebreaker. Okay, this is the point where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals that they'll be announcing later on in the program, and this week we'll be asking them for late arrivals at the ecclesiastical ball. At the ecclesiastical ball. And we go on to the round called Backwards, and this, for lack of a better description, is a music round. Just before the program, both teams secretly recorded a song, and we're now going to play it backwards, and their opponents have to guess what the song is. Very simple. And first of all, we're going to hear a song from Willie Rushton.
Oh,
be brought up as Catholic.
Sung with great feeling.
Ah.
Not you, you're driving me crazy.
Not what entirely. Do?
No.
That was just a statement.
Now, well, Graham.
Yes.
You had one word right, and that one.
You.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
It's the last word. I'll give you a hint. It comes at the end of the...
It comes at the end if you think about it.
Oh, it's something
the last is you who?
Yes.
Play it forward and see if they recognise it then.
Anyone... You ain't heard nothing yet. There's a hint.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Eldon. Sing it up.
No, nothing to do with Al Jolson.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Nothing to do with Al Jolson. If I had a talking picture of you...
Yes. Well, if I take two off for every little bit of help that I gave you, that means you lose 7 marks. And we go now to Graham's song. Rosemary, I love you.
No.
Rosemary, I don't love you.
Rosemary, I just like you intensely.
Sort of quick bit and then a long bit.
Yes, it's a bit like that. Da, 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 da. Sitting in the thing. Doing it or whatever.
I'm just trying to give you a... So far,
I didn't want to do it.
Ah. There's some help from Colin Fell.
Dum, dum.
Well, it's beautiful, but completely wrong. Graham Garden, will you sing it then, forward?
There's cherry pink and apple blossom.
Oh, it's Philip Calvin.
Okay, teams, if you can be a bit quicker getting the right answer.
No, thank you.
Yes, here's Tim's song,
Rosemary.
Right, Barry and Graham. How about that?
There's a lot of... Yeah. From Mother Goose, I think.
No, not the
theme. It's not the theme from Mother Goose. Narrows it down.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah. Yes, please.
It's If I Ruled the World.
So that's speeding up, hum.
Will you... To prove it, will you sing it forward? Sing.
Backwards.
I rule the world.
Something like
every day would be the first day of spring.
What a way, haven't it?
Every heart would have a new song. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring.
Trouble is, I mean it.
Right, does that help you, Barry?
In any way,
no. Okay, well, we hurry along now to Barry's song.
Thank you.
quite clearly the birdie song.
I'm going to work out Ochsenmeyer backwards. Ray off.
Lovely, rich, fruity voice, but then you are a bit fruity.
And get rich. Get on the tube.
I'll award you the round. Tim and Willie, I'll award you the round if you can get just one word out of
the title. I'll give them a clue. It's been mentioned more than once already in this round.
When I'm calling you.
That is not the number. Indian love song.
Indian love song.
Indian.
Very good. Round of applause. Right, and now we come to Mornington Crescent. We don't do requests normally because we never get any, but one of our one of our younger listeners, Ricky Wade, is a great fan of Mornington Crescent and has asked the team to play the Scottish version. Now, if you live in Scotland, you know that this is called Morningside, and the teams have been practicing for the last few days, so we'll kick off with you, Barry Cryer.
Fences Street.
The Royal Mail.
Hanover Street.
Oh, Hen, what you said now. Leith Walk.
Good trick. You can do it.
Queen Street.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Oh, okay, the new one.
Yeah. The Andy Stewart Buildings. Just off Cowgate.
It's all clever move.
Actually, that is quite clever.
Yes, thank you.
You got the map.
Janet.
Telebrain. Telebrain, sir. Right. In that case, I can say Morningside.
Ah. Oh.
Oh. Well,
Dan Darden discovered there, as so many people have before, that it doesn't pay to be too clever. And he handed it on a plate to Tim Brooke Taylor, as our audience spotted immediately. So Tim and Willie win that round, and we go on to a round called Jargonflation. And for this round, team members dress up a simple statement in the most elaborate, inflated, jargon-ridden language possible. And the other team then has to identify the original statement.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, get on with it, Barry Cryer, in simple terms.
The security apparatus governing the retention of the intrinsic propriety of your pelvic area appears to have negated its functional mode.
Your flies are undone.
Okay, Willie. Right, Willie, will you give us an inflated statement?
I extend to you, with whom I share this two-way interpersonal verbal relationship, a predilection as the chronological span preceding the hours of obfuscation may be propitiously felicitous.
Good morning.
Nope.
Good evening.
Yes.
You're enjoying yourself.
Okay, Graham.
Any person who reacts least immediately to an amusement situation will in addition exhibit an ongoing response for the greatest period of time.
Could you repeat that?
Any person who reacts least immediately to an amusement situation will in addition exhibit an ongoing response for the greatest period of time. The audience has got it.
Applause.
All together now.
Clap. He who laughs, 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 laughs.
I think we applaud the audience. Just wish they'd follow their own guidance.
Only laugh last. Don't worry, Tim. They will.
Keep trying, Tim.
Thank you. Oh, you want me to do one? Yes. At this moment of time, that aperture must be in a negative mode.
Shut that door.
Correct. I've often wondered, actually, what you hear on the news, a lorry has shed its load. I've really always wanted to know what that really meant.
Yes.
Haven't you?
I have too, yes. And so we move on swiftly.
Oh, yes.
To the next round, which is called Pick Up Song. And in this round, a member of one team starts singing a song and then stops on a word in the lyric. A member of the opposing team must then take up that word but sing a different song containing the word, and indeed starting with that word. I think we ought to make that clear. You have to take up from the word which the opposite person stops on, and you know what I mean.
Is this the previous round again?
I think the audience have got it again.
What I think I'll tell you, teams, is that I will accept a syllable rather than a full word if you're in dire trouble. But we'll come to that when we come to it. So yes. Come on. Let's start now with you, Barry Cryer.
Oh, that piano's done.
Shine on, shine on, harvest moon.
Up in.
In.
Up in. Up in. Up in. Up in.
Happiness, happiness.
How's it go on then? Ken Dodd, I never followed him.
I've had my share.
Shall be blue much?
No, white cliffs.
Tim, your word is cliffs.
Cliff.
And the best of luck.
Greatest cliffs. No, Christmas, just like the ones we used to know.
No, a thousand times no. I'd rather die than say.
Say wonderful things to me. I think.
Think. Think saints what they used to be.
Turned. That's a natural one, isn't it? There's so many I can think of, I don't know which one it is. Turned over a four-leaf clover, and I'll be in love with...
That is no song I've ever heard.
Okay.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover.
Yeah, but this was the rewrite.
Oh.
I'll allow it, but only just. I'll allow it.
What was the last one, I'm sorry?
Over.
Over. Over my shoulder goes one...
Who do we have, Barry or the audience? One or Care?
One.
One. One alone to be my own.
Own.
Oh.
I'm getting all the John Henson parts. It's one of them.
I was saying I'm black.
Only a rose I bring you. Only a rose. Marie, I love you. I'm always dreaming.
Dreaming. I'll accept ing if you wish to find it easier.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Just like the one I sang before. Yeah.
I'm going to end it there because we've got an exciting new round coming now that I want to get onto. This is an old favourite called Squeak Piggy Squeak. But this one...
old favourite with who?
All our
names.
It's the game where one contestant is blindfolded, turned round several times, and then helped to sit on one of the other contestants. He then demands Squeak Piggy Squeak. Whereupon the player being sat upon makes a squeaking noise and the blindfolded contestant tries to guess who it is. If he fails, the procedure is repeated. The game ends when he guesses correctly or the others collapse under his weight. And to make it even more difficult for him, while he's being twirled around, the others will swap seats. Who with, it doesn't say. Now then, the player who is going to be twirled round and blindfolded, in reverse order, is Willie Rushton.
Oh, no, I've got a bad leg.
You'll have a worse one when I finish with you.
So Willie Rushton is now being blindfolded.
By the producer.
Meanwhile, the other members of the team are changing places. Willie's now being taken over to one of the chairs. And he's about to sit down. He sits down.
Squeak, Piggy, squeak.
Squeak, squeak.
That wasn't the body I'm sitting on. I think I'm sitting in the audience.
Squeak.
What? Squeak up, man.
Squeak.
How's your name? I recognize that breath anywhere.
Right, Willie, who is it?
I think the last remains of Barry Clark.
Perfect, perfect, you know.
Mother!
Let's have another big round of applause for Willie Ruskin. Gosh, what fun. Now.
Harry enjoyed that.
Now we come on to the last game in this particular episode, which is, of course, the late arrivals. And I'm going to ask the teams to announce the late arrivals at the ecclesiastical ball.
Mr. and Mrs. Sladder, with their son Jacob Sladder.
Oh, what a lot of vicars running in. One, two, three. I'm a sort of rev counter, really. Oh, I like him, number 45.
Here come the maniacal movements with their son EQ maniacal movements.
Jeremy Beadle, he's game for a laugh hereafter. Closely followed by Basil E. Carr and Ethel Mormon.
Sigh nod. Keeping the wink.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Dangle Ayers. And their son David Angle Ayers. There's Sam Lila, and Sam's son Andy Lila.
Dave Sexton, he's been on the bells.
From Rome, the two in cities with their extraordinary son, Fat Ike in City.
Oh my goodness, the vicars are streaking now. I've never seen so many Nicholas Partons.
I see in the doorway we have Mar and Passover, who are wearing towels, incidentally. You probably noticed them, with a hymn written on it for funerals, a sort of hymn and hearse towels.
Worth waiting for.
Oh, dear, oh,
God
dear.
And Magog. God's a bit naughty. Known as a sinner, God.
Stuck in the doorway is Roman Catholic priest, Father Fattest. And his tabby knuckle.
Oh, there's Richard of Barton Wells, known to us all affectionately as Bishop Rick.
You have another arrival?
Isle of St. Clair.
Mr. and Mrs. Idge Tea Party, and their son Vic R. Idge Tea Party. Mr. and Mrs. Drell and their daughter Kathy Drell.
Yes. A very superior mother from Switzerland, known to us all affectionately as Martha Horn, and her yokel laity.
Oh, look, there's Mr. and Mrs. Disestablishmentarianism, their auntie.
It's cabaret time, and it's Acker Light and his band. Nice sis and his sister Jenny.
Here comes an expectorating peer, Lord's Prayer.
Now, there's him of the Caldees, and he's brought her of the Caldees as well.
Oh, there's Curate Seg. He's good in fast. Smile, a song, and a saint. Canon and Paul. The order of service for tonight's ball, psalm, and then pick up thy mass kit.
You'll see Britt Eklund with hymn number 27.
Well, that's fine, ladies and gentlemen, when we have to say that this week's show is finished. Thank you for listening, and until next week, goodbye.
Harry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Willie Rushton are being given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sells setting none of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.